Hello, everyone. This is Dominique. And today, if you're ready to do more with your life and with your money, I want you to stay tuned because I'm going to give you very possibly the only investment advice you're going to ever need. So stay tuned.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now, here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
Hey, everybody. This is Dominique. I'm your host of Experiencing Financial Contentment and founder of DDH Capital Management, where we are helping our clients achieve their ideal financial outcomes. So I like to say that financial contentment is all about putting your money where your heart is. And so this is the podcast for people that are tired of doing more and having less and are willing to take that pill, that little red pill, to leave the matrix of the average. So if you're on Facebook Live, good for you, because I'll be in the live chat answering all your questions today. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So if I don't get to your question, just stick it in there. I'm always going to go back through that stuff and read it and make sure that we don't leave anything out. So just housekeeping as usual. Please like and share the podcast. You know, give me some high fives and some love through the chat. And for the rebroadcast audience, you can do the same. Like I said, I'm always in there making sure that we answer your questions and all that kind of stuff like that. And make sure you subscribe to the channel, because if you want to get better results with your life and money, you usually can't do it in one show. I try to keep them short and sweet. So subscribe to the red subscribe button. If you're on YouTube, visit the channel page, and that's how you can see more stuff and get more information. So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about what I feel is probably the only investment advice you ever need. And after 20 years of doing this, I may know a little something, but we're gonna use the wisdom of some very important, successful investors to kind of corroborate, if you will, what I came up with. But I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to go ahead and give it away and throw up this graphic, because this is the formula. And you might be like, what in the world is that, Dominique? I mean, I'm going to break it down, but this is the formula that you need. It's time times capital. And if you raise that to a fear factor, you're going to get profit. So that's the whole show. So I guess please don't stop listening, but but let me tell you, no, seriously, I am always seeing and hearing things on television, media, and all this other kind of stuff. And like I said, I have nearly two decades of experience in the financial markets with investing and yada, yada, yada. And to me, something's missing from all that advice. I don't hear this very often, if at all, to be quite honest. I can't remember the last time I've heard somebody put it, you know, this simply. But there are some tried and true elements to investing in order for you to be successful. And so I think, you know, all their answers, they kind of, what I'll say, hop, skip, and jump and beat around the bush. But I want to give you some nuggets of wisdom that you can take away with that formula that I just talked about. So if you're ready, we are going to get it. So let me get all my stuff up real quick, because I think I need to make, oh, and real quick, because I do have a registered investment advisory firm, I do have to let you know that all the advice I'm going to give you is not going to be necessarily specific to you or a financial plan that you have. And so any references to returns and things like that are obviously past data, and you really need to seek the advice of a qualified professional before you do any investing, okay? All right, there we go. Satisfied regulators. Okay, so I think the premise along this is to keep in mind that whenever one or more of these are present, you definitely have opportunity. Okay. And so that's just probably some ground rules to lay just so you can kind of know where we're coming from. Whenever one or more of these factors are present, you do have some opportunity. So let's dive into the first one. And the very first one is going to be leverage, the power of compound interest. So this is really the time factor, right? So I have a video on my website that I say, this isn't, and I'm gonna give you the real short version. So all my investment advice, 20 years of it in 90 seconds. And it's really have time and have capital. Like, you can't control return and how return will go up and down. So you really just need to control the things that you can control, which is the amount of money that you invest and how long you invest it. So that's what I'm going to really park on. So if you think about, I'm going to give you a really good example. So I do know that Sir John Templeton said this. So, and I covered this in really good detail on in episode 46-ish or so. I know it's something about like the power of compound interest. So go back to Financial Literacy Bootcamp, episode 45, 46, 47, somewhere around there, the power of compound interest. I actually walk you through this example that I'm going to do in brief today. But Sir John Templeton says this, the best time to invest is when you have money. This is because history suggests it is not timing that matters, but time. And he's right. I mean, he made a whole lot of money in the markets. So let's follow his wisdom. So let's just look at one example. And I don't have graphs and stuff for this, but I just want to tell you what I'm talking about. So everybody remembers, hopefully everybody, most people remember the recession of 2008. Actually, you know, kind of started, if you just want to go look at the market, it started like October 2007-ish and lasted all the way to March 2009, which was the bottom. So if you had invested money in the S&P, just the broad equity index, I'm not talking about a diversified basket of, you know, investments and all that kind of stuff. If you just were in the S&P from March 2009 until now, you would have had something like a 350% return on your money, which is 3.5 times your money, about 20% a year. So, and that's just inside of 8 years. So, you know, from the peak of 07 in October, the markets fell quite a bit. But again, you know, the markets are not about making quick money. The markets are not about creating wealth. I've talked about that in a podcast before too. Actually, the markets are there to maintain the wealth that you create through your human capital, which is your exchange for what you know and your time factor for financial capital that you can then invest into something like the S&P to get and to leverage the power of compound interest. So you definitely need time. And the earlier you start, the better off you're going to be, because study after study has shown that the longer that you're in the market, you're going to get the average return. And I know I'm going to get a lot of detractors here that are going to be like, well, you know, the markets, you know, you had the lost decade of, you know, the 2000s, and then you had this. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the average person is probably going to live to like 65, 70. They're going to probably work 40 of those years. They're going to probably start when they're 25. So you got two 20-year periods under which you can really invest, to be quite honest. And generally speaking, you're going to get the returns of the average market. Now, equities are going to probably be something closer to 8 or 9%, not adjusted for inflation. Bond market's probably going to be something like around 4 to 5%, notwithstanding the last 30 years that we've had a really strong bull bond market. So, you know, all those factors kind of weaved into each other basically mean that you just need to have some time on your hands. And so not as much as the investment mix, but the time. Okay. So hopefully I've expounded on that enough. The next thing you need is you need money. You got to have capital. So, and I'm going to highlight one source of capital that most people overlook. And if you stay to the end of this broadcast, I'll have a resource, a free resource for you to kind of address this. So maybe one of the biggest sources of capital that is overlooked, even neglected, is the orphaned 401k. You know, I think I did a study on this. So I think the average person that's in the workforce now has worked for like 4.5 years at the current employer. And so not to say you're going to, you know, fully flesh out all this math, but okay, so let's say you have a 40-year working career and you have, and your average time at spent at an employer is 4.5 years. Let's just round up to 5. That means you're going to have something like 7 to 8 to 9 employers. And if you have a retirement plan and you invest, that means you're going to have 7 to 8 to 9 401ks. And what I've seen a lot is people move jobs. This is kind of the sequence. So you move a job, or let's say you get a job, you start investing, you move in transition, you start thinking about all the stuff that goes with that new job. Maybe there's transition, maybe you move, you got family stuff that's going on, you're trying to learn the job, all this different kind of stuff. And one of the last things that you're thinking about when they send you those letters from your former employer about your 401k is, oh, I need to roll this over. So it becomes like junk mail and it sits on your desk. And next thing you know, you've looked up 1-2 years later and you're like, don't I have a 401k somewhere? And so that is one of the most neglected sources of capital, which you need to get rolled over for a lot of reasons. And like I said, I have a free resource for you. I'm not going to go into that in detail right now. Pick up the resource. I got the 5 questions that are basically the 5 answers you need to know before you roll over your 401k. And there's even I think I did a podcast on that, on the exact steps to how to do it. So, you know, you need to consider more than just the funds that are in there and the options that you have and the fees. I mean, all those things go into it. But at the end of the day, this is a neglected source of capital. And if you're going to do the formula that I gave you earlier, which was, here it is again, time times capital, and then we're going to raise it to this next factor that we're going to talk about to give you profit, which is fear. You've got to set yourself up to win. So, you know, if you got a couple of, you know, orphan 401ks, give me a call. I can give you some advice on how you should move forward and what you can do. Okay, so the third factor is indeed what I call blood in the water, fear. So you can make a lot of money in the markets when there is mass hysteria, not euphoria. Like right now, we're in euphoria. And people have made money this year. I think the S&P is up something like 15% through the end of October. However, the majority of money made, I mean, like the stuff that you're talking about from the bottom of 2009 until now, that like 20% return a year, that's made when there's not euphoria, but hysteria. So blood in the water is that third factor that I think you can capitalize on, especially if you have the time and the money to put into place or into work. So this is something that Warren Buffett said. He said, I will tell you how to become rich. And Warren Buffett's one of the richest people on this planet. So he says, I will tell you how to be rich. Close the doors, be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. So, I mean, I don't espouse exactly everything that Warren Buffett says, but this is a pretty good nugget, because he's made a lot of money and he realizes that the opportunity when most people will allow emotion to trump logic, that's the time when you need to seize opportunity. It's kind of like strike while the iron's hot. So I think, you know, more than anything, this can be pretty daunting, especially if you don't have good guidance and or advice, which I totally get and understand. All the more reason why you probably do need something like a qualified professional, like I said at the top of the top of this broadcast when I was giving the disclaimer, somebody like myself or, you know, another professional to help you get through these particular subjects so you can make some money. So, you know, the only investment advice I think you really, really need, to be quite honest, besides mutual funds, besides this investment manager, besides this hot stock, is you need time. Let compound interest work for you. You need capital. Dig through your old jobs, 401k statement. You probably have at least 1 or 2 if you've been working any amount of time. Then you need opportunity, which could be the next crisis, which don't get all scared during the next crisis. Actually take advantage of that. Get some good advice and start investing some capital. So let's talk about the free offers that I mentioned earlier. All right. So let's go over what last week, and this is pretty popular. I do this with all my clients. The financial contentment letter is basically what you would need in order to start to set up what I would say is an estate plan, and for lack of better terms. So it is not an estate plan because I am not a lawyer, but it is a document in which you can start to organize your financial life so that if something were to happen to you, and not just death, I mean, it could be disability. You could be stayed up in the hospital for a little bit. You know, you never know what could happen. And people need to know, like the ones that you trust, of course, they need to know like your passwords and all that kind of stuff. Like I have this prepared for my family because I am the financial, I am the CFO for my family. So if something happened to me, my wife needs to know the passwords to the accounts. She needs to know who to call. She needs to know where stuff is, you know, all this different kind of stuff. So this is what this, what I would say this guide, this letter, the financial contentment letter is what I'm calling it, helps you to do. Don't fall into the statistic where it says that, you know, 2/3 of Americans die without a proper plan in place. You do not want to put your family through that. All right. And then the next thing is the 401k answers. So I put together a little short white paper that basically walks you through 5 of the answers that you need to have before you roll over a 401k from a former employer. Just answering simple things about what portion is yours, whether you should leave or take it, any tax implications. And I actually, as a bonus, kind of include at the end how you actually do it. The 1 through, you know, I think 6 or 7 steps that I put there to help you get through that particular process. So those are free gifts for you. All you have to do is go to DJ Henderson for the 401k, go to djhendersonsr.com 401k rollover. And for the financial contentment letters, financial contentment letter, djhenderson.com/, FC_letter. And actually the other one is djhenderson.com/401k rollover. And I will have both links to those in the show notes to make it easier for you. And so that is just about it, guys. I appreciate you watching and listening today. If you need any help, always, you know where I am, 214-699-7599. We can get you a plan in place. We can look over what you currently have, make sure you're headed in the right direction. Make sure you're not making any of these mistakes, making sure you're getting the best advice that you can. We'll see you next time. Take care.